States will have to put a lot more of their welfare recipients to work, and they'll have to do it fast. The federal government today issued tough new rules designed to jumpstart the 10-year-old welfare law. The regulations spell out for the first time what counts as work or job training. The government also wants states to keep track of those activities for every person on welfare. Some states say that's unrealistic. NPR's Rachel Jones reports.
The main goal for revamping welfare in 1996 was to get more people working. The data shows that actually happened. 4 million people received cash welfare payments in 1996. Today, the number is just under 2 million. But now the government wants even more people working.
I think we are setting that bar again high.
Wade Horn is an assistant secretary at the Department of Health and Human Services. Once the welfare law was reauthorized in February, Horn says his agency set out to specify exactly how states would put more people to work.
First of all, to define what the 12 allowable work activities are in statute, what they mean. Second, to ensure uniform methods for reporting. Third, to determine the type of documentation that a state has to provide us.
And fourth, to make sure that some people who had been excluded from work get steered to jobs. For example, the parent or guardian of a child who gets welfare benefits. The goal? Making states prove that 50% of their caseloads were working. Horn says Congress gave states plenty of flexibility in the late 90s as they worked to reduce caseloads. But he believes some state agencies took advantage. For example, one allowed smoking cessation classes to be counted as work participation.
Others have defined helping a friend with an errand or going shopping as a community service. And so one of the things that we wanted to do was we wanted to use common sense definitions for each of those categories.
And now states will have to make sure that any job training a person receives is related to the type of job they're being steered toward. But now, as in 1996, some say the new rules will create big problems for states. And they say more stringent rules around verifying that people are working will only create more costly bureaucracy. B.J. Walker directs Georgia's welfare program. She believes every state can reach that 50% mark because Georgia did it before the regulations were changed.
Since 2004, our state has gone from a TANF work participation rate of just over 8% to one that is just over 66% as of today.
But Marianne Udow says that's too simplistic. She directs Michigan's welfare program. She's glad that the new rules kept the ability to count things like substance abuse treatment or mental health counseling as a job readiness activity. But she says the new rules don't recognize the reasons why people who are still on welfare aren't working.
We think that half of our long-term assistance clients are functionally illiterate, which means that they don't have sixth grade education in reading, they don't have eighth grade math, so they can't even be qualified for basic jobs that would enable them to move out of poverty.
States have until October to create plans for moving more people to work, and they have a year to reach that goal or face penalties that will increase yearly. Rachel Jones, NPR News, Washington.